It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so thrilled to be with all of you today. I'm trying to keep myself firmly planted in my seat here because my energy is almost obnoxious. So I cut back on my coffee this morning, trying to get me, you know, a little calmer. I've done my walk. I'm totally excited to be with all of you. I have so much to say. I was wondering, you know, I'm always getting that boost. Today is 8/26/2024, and it is 9:02 a.m. Pacific time. Good morning and good afternoon and good evening to all of you. I am really feeling and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm sure you are also. And I was thinking to myself, gosh, you know, I get that little bit of a push right before the end of the retrograde, and I'm always kind of trying to stay ahead of it with that Aries moon. And I know that I'm feeling things maybe just moments before you guys, because I always try to stay ahead and really being prepared. I think that preparedness kind of brings me a couple days forward all the time. So I'm feeling, if you feel half as good as I do in a couple of days, or even starting today with this energy, I think you're going to be in really good form. And I'm so excited to see what's going to happen for all of you, because I could tell the shift is coming. And I know Mark Husson had a lot to say today on his show. I have been so, I don't want to say putting fires out, catching up on some things, and I'm sure you have as well, around family and friends and people in the world that we connect to day to day. The retrograde has been, I'm sure, not the easiest retrograde for many of you, but at the same time, bringing us to this place now moving forward. I really do believe the Virgo energy, and happy birthday to all of you Virgos here. I really do believe we are reminded time and time again, and I think all of the retrogrades do this, but specifically Virgo, you know, don't forget your self-care first and foremost, because I really saw a lot of that bringing us home, you know, to our core and our center first. I see mommy and grandma in the chat room this morning. If you are listening also for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. I would love for you to join and come on in. I have been connecting with some of you newly, and I'm totally grateful for that. So I welcome you back as well. I say mommy and grandma. Kat just had her baby recently. How are you doing over there with everything going on, being a new mom? Let us know so we could check you out. And I know it's a lot. I hope you're resting in between and getting some good time, but we're happy to see you so soon back in the world. I want to say good morning to Nadine, and it is, I love that, Nadine. She says, another passionate day. That's wonderful. Lara, good morning to you, and Joni and Lynn. My beautiful godson is in the chat room, who I am going to catch up to in the next day or so, but maybe we may have, you know, some special things coming up. Tyler, we know we do. So it's whether or not we're going to share them with the world soon. And I'm super happy that you're here always. Lori Loves is in the room. I could feel the energy too. Like I said, I'm borderline obnoxious. But I know when I looked at Mark's chart this morning, I was like, aha, this is why, you know, Gemini time. I was just looking at the planets, and I could feel it this morning waking up. So many things unsettled, Alishea says, you know, in the bigger world and our personal lives, I do see some things When we talk about coming up to the end of a retrograde, we have to remember, yes, I don't want to speak too soon because I've learned over time that 2 days is a long time for things to show up. But at the turn, I could tell that it's definitely the energy is higher. So you're gonna be feeling it. I think it's nice that we have a little Gemini moon energy coming in now. Because it was so sluggish, I think, for the last couple of days. You know what I mean? And Dee Dee, so nice to see you this morning. And Maya and Tara, hello. And for those of you, if I miss Alishea, and I'm hoping I'm catching all of you, but so, so great, Lynn. And it's so nice. You know, Lynn has been doing something that stands out to me, and that is some promotion for our little company and it's actually packs a big punch. But when I'm saying I'm so appreciative of that. I've seen you post some things about us, and a lot of people don't know when we're not out there, commercialized. And I'm so grateful in some ways that we're not, because we stay unique, boutique. We have great talent. We are so, it's kind of like our own little corner of the world. You know, you're not turning on the TV like some other companies and seeing us advertised all over, which means we can kind of stay with you guys economically and give you the best we can. But at the same time, because our energies aren't dispersed in a sense that we're diluting ourselves or we're taking on anything more bigger than, you know, greater than we can chew, and learning to balance and have our own lives and sharing our lives with all of you. The bottom line is we're kind of normal and in the world in a sense that we could be with you one-on-one, and a lot of companies can't do that. So Lynn, I want to say thank you, because I noticed it every week that you're bringing people to 1-2 Radio, and it's so appreciated. And I also want to remind everyone that we love being with you. It is a super nice season ahead. I feel more excited because, of course, yes, we have an election cycle coming. We're in an election year. But we also have a season coming around it. And we have a lot going on in the world that collectively as empaths, we tap into more than most people. So a reminder now in the Virgo cycle to protect yourselves a little bit and to stay aware of your environment and to really be good with yourselves as far as your energy. And don't be afraid. Like, I want to say one more thing, and I want to talk about something briefly, because I do have more and more, and this is a great thing, I have more people coming to me for validation of their own readings and stuff and looking at the cards. And I promised someone, Miss Kelly, I don't know if you're here. I know Kelly Jordan, hi to you. It's so great to see you from Jersey. But I have someone named Kelly also who I told every week I would drop something in as far as teaching goes with the tarot and stuff. And so because over the years and decades, we learn more and more about it, and we take on a lot more truth, and we have to look at every angle. And somebody says to me this morning, well, this doesn't really look that great, but I felt, you know, I don't know what it was. Oh, there you are, Miss Kelly. I see you too. There's something about it that shows up where we have to look at both the positive and the negative aspects of the energy that we're reading in a tarot reading. And so when we're looking at it and we want to come with a good spirit about it, sometimes detachment, when you give things to God or your higher power and you say, okay, show me the truth of this, then it becomes a little bit easier, or maybe connecting through the Holy Spirit, whatever it may be that you pay attention to in your own higher self. And so when you're looking at the energy of the cards, we have to remember that the suits are kind of, they come together as one story, but if we're looking at the wands, for instance, we can look at the wands being challenged, yes, but we overcome the challenge as well, depending on where it is. Or we can look at it like a creative new beginning, and depending on where it is. And also taking into consideration the energy around it. Do you have positive cards around it? Do you have negative cards about it? That will tell you really the level of the connection, as far as the challenge of the wands, or the creative process of the wands and the new beginnings that come with. But you're always going to overcome. The question is how, in what kind of measures are you going to take to get to overcome whatever it is that's happening, you know, that may be creating a little delay. Is there and the bottom line is, when we get to the fives, anything can happen at a five. And people say, oh, the five of wands isn't great, the five of pentacles isn't great, the five of swords isn't great, the five of cups isn't great. Well, guess what though? That's at a halfway mark. It's temporary. Those fives are temporary in your lives. They're not permanent outcomes. You could change it from there. You can have an unexpected miracle with a five. You're halfway there. And so we have to remember this. So when we move to the pentacle energy, the same holds true. Are you gifted with some financial abundance, or are you spending too much on something? You know, we look at the positive and the negative of the pentacle energy. Is this a great position you're being offered, or is it not so good? You know, we have to look at remember that we could turn anything into something different by our free will, by our choices we make, by our guidance. These are used as guidance, not necessarily what God is really direct. If you're in a good place with your higher power, then the cards are a tool that you use as a secondary skill. And so you bring in both positive and negative energy, and you could flip-flop at any time, because what happens is, and they're very predictable by nature, don't get me wrong when I say these things, but you just have to know how to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And if you're focused on one thing and you're not bringing in the other pieces of the puzzle, you're really not getting a true read, because you have to bring in all these other pieces, and that's what makes it so dynamic and so special. When we're looking at the cup energy, the same thing. Are you elated? Are you going to be happy? Is this even if you're asking about romance or your friends or your family relationships, it's all about relationships. Are you going to be emotionally happy, or does this piece look, you take this amazing job, but this piece doesn't look so good. It's not emotionally fulfilling. It's not spiritually fulfilling, you know, this kind of thing. And so we have to take in the positive and the negative aspects. If we do a reading for ourselves and we're focused on that one negative piece, we're forgetting the blessings that come into other parts of our lives. And this is where, you know, practice makes perfect, you know? And so you have to remember, even with the cups, if you pull the five of cups, you could just be disappointed in another connection that's coming through. It's not necessarily what you're really asking about, depending on where it is. But if you pull the five of cups, and you always know you can get to a 10 later, or you can get to the 9, like a wish card, everything changes and our emotions run high and low. When you're thinking about the swords, the same thing. Look at the mental breakthroughs that you can have. Everybody's afraid of the swords because it's like, well, disaster, you know, or just total, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in ruin in our own minds that it's way worse. How many of you have thought the worst case scenario about your reading, and then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, I got the death in the tower. Well, what's next? What comes next, you know? No, are they two good, great cards together? No, of course not. But is it a transformation that we don't see coming and it's going to change us for the better? We don't. So we have to go beyond the storyline. We always need more information, right? So I think the whole purpose, and when we talk about the swords, what about the mental breakthroughs? I don't want you to be afraid. When you come to the table for yourselves and you come for readings and see other, you know, we advisors or whoever it may be, you know, you have to have an open mind, because there are so many other pieces and aspects that we could take in all at the same time, and we get to really, really tell the story. And so I'm just reminding you of these little tidbits so you don't put yourselves in panic or any kind of thought process that this is the end of the story, because it's never the end of the story. And so life is big. You don't have, like, if there's something that doesn't work out, isn't it leading you? Don't you think that God's rejection is our protection, and it could lead you to something better? But in those moments of sadness or disappointment, we forget, and we've all had them, we forget that something better could be around the corner. And boy, over time, it becomes more true, you know, because there's more experience and there's more to embrace in life. And so I think that you all get the point of all of this. And I'm just reminding you that the cards, Alishea, you're the one who kind of triggered me into going here, because we do get a little bit caught up in the whatever's going on in the planet, and we have to remind ourselves to be coming back. So Alishea said she feels like she's on a seesaw, you know. It's so, and that's another part of our lives. And anytime I think about a seesaw, I always am reminded of the Libra energy, because the Two of Pentacles kind of reminds me of that. And in a sense, we have to experience both sides, you know, the highs and the lows. How do we come to the middle? Libra's good. John Joseph reminds me of this, the coming to the middle part, and kind of not knowing what to expect, but always bringing someone back to balance, it being that Libra that he is. And I want to say good morning. Peggy Reeser's in the chat room this morning. Peggy's a One to Listen psychic advisor, and she's now taking over on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific. So thank you, Peggy, for that. And thank you for being here today. Big shout out to you. Hope you're feeling well. I'm coming into the room now to take some questions. I see a bunch. The Ace of Swords, Lori says she pulled for herself the last. That was actually, and to me, that is a breakthrough. And it's more of a mental, and it could be a physical taking action. To me, between the Swords and the Wands, there's a lot more action, you know, and the combination of them. And the Ace of Swords to me is mental clarity. And that makes a lot of sense coming into or out of, coming out of the retrograde, which you can hear the excitement in my voice, because with all the Gemini and Virgo in my chart, I am quadruple, I think. I don't know, CA or Mark, and they would tell you better, but I have so much Mercury in my chart, I can't really figure it out. But in any case, bottom line is, I am so excited. And I'm actually, I think this time with the heat for everyone, or the weird temperatures, short of Australia, of course, in the winter months, but nevertheless, it becomes it was kind of drug out, you know. August was drug out. So let's look forward to September. Let's knock them dead in the world. Let's just take action. And I really do believe, well, what I'm going to see, or what you're going to see, is a lot of planning. And so if you've been stuck, I had this conversation with Sydney this morning. She's like stuck. She's got 99% of a project finished and she just can't get that last piece. And I said, yo, you know, I had to kind of move her off the fence a little bit, but the bottom line is, it's just that one little push. If you are waiting for that last push, you know you're going to start, you're going to get it. And you're going to all, I think the word is formulate. What are you going to formulate after the retrograde? It's almost like I want to say to everybody, take it easy for the next 2 days and let's ride the wave, because it's going to be a smooth entrance into this time, you know? And I have a right to say that, being a Gemini right now, but the bottom line is, It is feeling like a smooth entry. And so you can formulate and utilize that Virgo time for a productivity that comes from every corner of your mind. You know, use all the possibilities to really plan ahead. And then it'll be a little later into September, we could start really taking action or seeing action happen. But I have a feeling over the last couple of days, and this is for all of you, of this month, even August, we're only 26, we have a few days to go. I have seen the crazier things happen in that I think you're going to have some unexpected events that occur out of nowhere when you're not even trying to get it yet. That's what I predict for the rest of this month. And so let me know on that and come and chime in. And we're going to take some questions now. And so I appreciate you letting me ramble today. I told you I was slightly obnoxious. My poor husband, I don't know what he's going to do with me because so let me just come in and see. I saw someone that I want to answer first. You guys, you're all jumping off the page. And where is Dee Dee? Okay, here we go. So happy to see you here today. Hey Kat, I have an interview on September 6th for a supervisor position. Love the day. After the interview, I'll be placed on a list. Where do you see me on the list and do you see the position offer to me? Let's pull some cards for you, Dee Dee. I have an interview on September 6th. I know all of you guys are so over the retrograde. If you would have talked to me 72 hours ago, I would have been a totally different vibe as well. It got quite serious there for a minute, huh? We can take it a little easier in the next couple days, I think. I'm actually grateful that we have power together today with the storms we're having, so I may be speaking too soon at 12:23. Let's take a look at you, Dee Dee, okay? I'm just waiting for a spirit to say it's time to stop shuffling. I want to look at a calendar quickly because I feel September 6th, but I'm also feeling, for some reason, the 9th. And so I'm wondering if something else occurs on the 9th, okay? That's the first thing that's coming through. And I feel really good about that. So part of me is feeling there's somebody in the environment that is not a great I'm just going to say it straight up. Somebody in the environment around you is not the best. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I feel like I don't know if someone irks you or it feels a little challenging, whatever. I just feel like a little bit of a block. I'm also going to say that in due time, now they're showing me the Hermit. That is September to me, the Virgo energy, definitely. But it's also a patience kind of thing. Do you need any kind of training, education? This would tell me something like this. And the other part of it is your anxiety, I think, I feel guided to say, no one else around you really carries what you have, meaning you have a lot. There's something about the past. If anything is triggering you from the past, I feel some of this. And so let's try to release a little bit of that going in there. And remember, it's going to be brand new. You're going to feel a lot different about it in the next few days. I know that. And let's see how the outcome. Let me look at the outcome now, okay? Because I do see a lot of anxiety around it. And I also feel there may be a block on purpose. for something better. And to me, the hermit says, you know, in due time, you're going to get your wish. I really love that. I just don't know if it's in the moment. Okay. So hang on one second. There's also someone around that's kind of selling themselves in a way that isn't great. Hold on one second. I feel like it's, they're saying like patience is a virtue. I'm not getting a flat out no, but at the same, okay, here we go. I think your emotions are running high as well. You're a very, very dedicated hard worker. I do think in time. I don't know how to answer. What I'm trying to grab is like where you are on the list. I do feel the list. I believe there's a list, like a not a short, tiny list, but I do believe you're going to make it on the list. So I think it's going to take a little time, but I definitely think you're going to get there, okay? I don't feel like it's an immediate, you're on the top of the tier, you know, but I do believe you make it on the list. So it's showing me more months and not days or weeks, okay? But and it's destined to happen for you. That's how I want to answer, okay? And please come back and, you know, you're welcome to chime in and ask any follow-up or whatever. This is a little bit trickier, I think, because it's a process, if that makes any sense. And I do feel that, okay? And I hope that helps. You will get there and be patient. Don't let the past be the future. I feel that you're going to let go of some of that. And I do believe that blocks are very meant to be temporarily, and then you will be released to go ahead and get after and get what you want. Okay, I hope that helps. So patience. Danya, I want to bring you up right now because, well, and good morning. Thank you. I love that. I love that all on Mondays too. Thank you so much. It reminds me of, Dee Dee reminds me of something similar that you had gone through when you were waiting for your position and you landed it, you know? And so it took some time. We talked about it, I think, for a little while. So that it's a very similar vibe, the way the cards are showing up. So in time, you'll get your wish. Danya got hers and it took a little time and patience, but it's definitely going to happen. I'm getting a lot of lover's energy. I'm getting a lot of... That means if not this, something better, or it will be best when it happens in the right divine time. So I hope that helps. A lot of sixes and eights in your cards, 6 months like this, but also there's something, I feel like there's something really great for you out of all this, okay? And I'm wondering about training in 6 months. There's something about that as well. Or something you're going to train for, add on, something, you know, really positive. It's not a linear answer, that's for sure. I hope this all makes sense to you, honey. I'm glad that you're here, and I would love to hear back, okay? All right, let's keep moving here. I see a world traveler, Maureen. I do want to say this. She'll be happy to see the Mercury retrograde go. Yes, deep cleaning mode and getting ready for Italy. If you have time, can you check it out? Megan is at med school. It's kicking her butt. I know it'll kick her butt, but she's tough, resilient. She will overcome it, leaving her in the abyss. You're a great mom. I know you have to leave. I know you're going on your... Oh, I know you're helpless, honey. This is what makes them doctors. And I'm not bypassing the difficulty of it by any stretch, but she can do it. She wouldn't be where she is. She was the only young woman of everyone that I know and speak to, of children trying to get in medical school, no one else, but you tell her this, she is the only one we know this year that got in. And that's a lot of people going through and trying to get into medical school, a lot of people's young adults, you know, and so I'm proud of her, and she's so blessed to be where she is, and she just has to embrace it. But of course, she's going to be, this is a hard year. And she'll, you know, I hear through the grapevine every year gets a little easier, but she's got what it takes, or she wouldn't be where she is. And she'll pull through for sure. So I feel good about that. I also, somebody said something. Did somebody say something about Portugal and Spain in here? Or am I imagining all of this? Oh, Mary, yeah. I looked at that this morning. I'm definitely going to pull a card. Because I saw the news a little bit over there. They're rumbling over there this morning. Let me just take a look, okay? They may as well get the earthquakes out of the way. And so let me just take a peek at that. It's so interesting. I had reached out to a few people that are over there. It wasn't crazy, but they're definitely rumbling over there. So let me just take a peek at you, make sure all is on track and going well. And I have a few of my world travelers out and about. I definitely want to take a look. The only thing I want to say about it, first of all, it looks great. There's no reason to, I'm sure you saw today's news, you know, like it was kind of all over the place, but I don't want it to throw you off, because I really do feel you're going to be fantastic. And I think that with the energy of basically the entire planet, I think you have to take certain things into consideration, like the delays of traveling or anything like that, specifically your health. And so just know, yes, I feel like it's going to be fine. I am a little concerned about what's in the air. So what I mean by that is just, it's a good little notification or warning to take it easy around your health and to not take anything for granted for all of you, because that damn thing is, you know, COVID is still out there or whatever. So I just want you to, you know, be okay all the way around, and everything else looks good. So just kind of protect, I'm sure by what I'm saying, it's a pass, of course, but I also want you to protect yourselves, okay? I think that's fair. And all else is okay. And I hope that helps. All right, and I think it's a go. Okay? And you may as well let them get the weird stuff out of the way before you get there, which is good. So, but I don't see anything else. I just, anybody who's traveling right now, I say the same thing. And if it didn't come up in your, you know, reading, we could ward it off, okay? So just take it easy. All right, let's take a look at who's next. Suzanne, good morning to you. So happy you're here live. Your babies are adorable. Fiona and Teddy. I don't know when the last time somebody had a little tooth cleaning, or if you do that, or you brush them at home, or I feel like somebody needs that. And maybe you're keeping up with it. I feel it. But somebody has a little tooth thing coming up, but nothing terrible. There is a heightened time of anxiety. There's no question about it. And I have been talking to some dog lovers for sure about the same thing as far as anxiety is concerned, but they pick up everybody else's energy. I think they have retrograde reactions also. But your babies look pretty darn good. Let me just take a peek. See how this is. One second. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of anxiety, Suzanne, but I also feel like it's good. Is there, I don't know if anybody's on probiotic. I feel that would do wonders for them, or something that eases them. I always start there. I think that would be good for them if you're not. I know you're on top of all this stuff, but that's really what they're showing me. Also, how old are your puppies? If you can come back and tell me, that would be fantastic, okay? But I am getting the little tooth thing on one of them, and I'm also getting a bit of the probiotic, the tummy thing, like the calming, something. Oh, Fiona's scheduled for a tooth cleaning under anesthesia next week. Okay. So it'll take her a little minute to pop, you know, she'll be okay. That's good. I could see this coming. So I think a little probiotic would be good. Maybe after, I don't want to say anything. You have to go to your veterinarian. I'm definitely, you know that, my disclaimer, of course, but I definitely feel that. So in any case, please, can you tell me how old Fiona is, please? If you can, hold on, let me just check. Okay, guys, it's important when our babies go under and we want to make sure everything is good to go. Oh, here we go. I gotta find you, Suzanne. Okay, good. You're good. She has IBD. Okay, so you were doing a probiotic, I would say. Fiona is a lot stronger than her sibling this morning, but in any case, everything else is good. No new Teddy. No news is good news. So I think as long as you have these things going on, we're good. We're in sync here. I feel good about it, okay? Maybe we could touch base a minute before. And I'll take a quick peek, you know. But I think all is well that ends well. She's young enough. I feel good about it. Just, you know, she's a little spicy, though. So I think her healing, you know, I have to baby her up, which I'm sure you do. But I'm good with all that, okay? All right, you come back and share and let us know how they are. And our hearts will go out to Fiona for her teeth. And good job, Mommy, for taking care of her. All right, the best friends on the planet. I was just saying this the other day. That dog spelled back, God spelled backwards is dog. So I don't know. I have to hold myself back from having more. And it's like an insane asylum over here with three Frenchies. But I don't know. It's a terrible thing. That's my addiction for sure, dogs. All right. Let me take a look. Maureen, I feel good about your travels, just so you know. I saw someone else that has a question. Laura, where are you? I want to just go ahead and refresh you guys here. Mary, I'm also going to get with you before your trip. This is part of this retrograde energy. Sometimes at the end of the retrograde or at the beginning, you know, we want to wait till the end, or at the end, we want to wait till it shifts. And we know how to navigate the terrain in a bit. We have to make certain exceptions or allowances for things to turn, whether they turn upside down. I've had some relationship stories, I guess you could say, with people that they've really literally have gone up and down every single day. They have changed every single day. And so that happens at this time, you know, and we want to watch it. And I do feel a lot of this for you guys. So if you're feeling negativity about anything today, 72 hours from now, you may feel totally different. If you're feeling amazing about something today, 72 hours from now, you may feel a little different, you know? So we just kind of navigate. It's really, and when we're giving ourselves the gift of surrender, which is very hard to do, but when we give it really to God or a higher power or whatever it may be, it becomes, I love this morning my son was saying, but Mom, you know, I do have faith and da 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 da, but you know, we all as humans have faith. It's really taking action to surrender to that faith, which is the trick, you know. So I do think we have to, it's such a challenge being human, but we embrace it, right? Charlene, good morning to you. I love that. Thank you so, so much. I'm so happy that you're here. And Joni, you too. I just saw that. Hold on a minute. So Mary is saying she has gotten the bug. Okay, she didn't know about the rumbling. So, Mary, this is, I questioned myself whether saying it or not, but I have to tell everything I know. And so I also know you're safe, but the bug is thank you for validating that, because I certainly don't want to be bringing up anything negative, but by saying it, we can try to, you know, take some cautious measures to avoid it, you know, this time. But I do feel like, you know, it's out there. So thank you for validating that. But at the same time, I'm glad I told you about the rumbling, because I definitely want to share, you know, tell all of it, right? So I hope, I know you'll be doing well. Sometimes we get in this space of, oh, I've been seeing this with Chiron and Aries for some Aries energies too. Sometimes our wounds are open in order to heal them from a much deeper place permanently. And we don't have to use any more band-aids in the box. We just get to stitch it up for life, you know? That's what I'm feeling. And so hopefully this is the end of that journey for you, as long as I don't want you to get any more bugs. Laura says, I'm excited for Mercury to go direct. It's been a bit much. She lost her Fitbit. There have been a lot of Fitbit issues, Virgo retrograde into Leo and back, like Virgo, Leo energy. Fitbit makes sense. Her Roku wasn't working properly and her laptop was acting up. Her toaster oven caught fire. Oh dear. That it is. That is the class. These are classic examples of this retrograde, unfortunately. I'm actually pulling the Lovers card for you right now, and I wanted to pull a card, and I followed it up with Ten of Cups, which is nice. The relationship aspect of your life is going to definitely come into the forefront of your life within the next seven. Now, we say 6 months when we see these the Lovers, but because I'm seeing so much joy around you and happiness by October, I'm going as early as that, which I want to kind of stick to like glue. The thing is like this. There is emotional happiness this season and great health. You're healing. I love this. And this is one of those examples of that damn, if we can look at Chiron, wherever it is in your chart. I think that it got you in a sense that you're healing deeper wounds. And by taking these steps backwards, literally for you with your ankle, you're really going to be able to propel forward and decide what it is you want now. And when I get the Lovers, it's like, okay, Laurie, you're going to have these choices coming up. And we all have that. And everybody says, oh, the Gemini energy, you know, the devil and the angel and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that's true. But it's true for every human, no matter what sign. And we get to play out every sign, really. And so for you, I do think if there's Gemini energy in your chart, you would be going into that a little bit. But it's also a sign of relationship coming. It's also a sign of choosing vice or virtue. And so choosing the right things for yourself becomes more paramount, especially and specifically while you get into this new relationship, okay? And so you're going to attract. And when I get the Ten of Cups and we look at the wholehearted aspects of it all, this is about good relationships in general for you, attracting more like-minded people. And I love that. And I feel that very, you know, with strong intent that I'm saying this, you will have some really good energy coming up ahead, okay? All the way around. And I hope that makes sense. Dee Dee, I want to say something to you too before we... The bottom line is, I think you're in a higher position. And I think that after the retrograde in a few days, your energy is going to shift a little bit because I see that anxiety. And we can actually get an unexpected miracle from you, okay? And the circumstances. I do feel that your experience is deeper than you give yourself credit for. I it's multi-layered and I love that. And I'm actually doing this retrograde shift because I'm trying to, your mindset is going to be a lot different. I think what's happening is you may feel like, oh, I'm so far down the list or whatever, but no, it's not that bad. And I actually feel something on the 9th that's going to be even better. So I feel this is going to shift for you, and I just want to say that, okay? So this is going to turn in a couple days. I feel like after we go through things time and time again, or we wait a long time for something, we have all these things to say about it. I don't know. Something's going to turn for you very, very fast. And it is a challenge, but it is that unexpected miracle energy that we were talking about that's really coming to the forefront of my mind for you. And I want to stick to my psychic impression over the cards, okay? So you come back and let us know. I just kind of went a little bit beyond the card energy because I feel like your thoughts are really, really strong right now, and I love that. Hello, Miss Lois. So nice to see you here. And I love that. Patricia, I'm trying to find you for a moment. It's going to take a little while for everyone to remember that we're here on Mondays now. All right, I'm going to come back in one more time and try to find you because your question was detailed and I don't want to A lot of this worry and anxiety is so normal, Kat, but you're gonna really be released from it, okay? I promise. It gets easier. It's like you have a whole new set of things as a new mom. This is so normal and healthy. But you're gonna feel better about it. It goes up and down, but then it balances out, and you will. You'll see this. Okay, let me just take one more look in here, guys. It's my inability to figure out all of this Facebook stuff. Okay, I've received a personal referral to a grant writer position with the state. Full time, can be 100% remote, office happens to be. This is great. I said something about the grant writer. I think I remember saying that recently. Let's just take a quick peek at this. Patricia? This makes sense to me during the retrograde, something from the past that you have done and do very well. I think you have, oh yes, I see a new beginning for you. And not only that, you are going to align with who is there. And it also says the alignment, like you're really coming into a great cycle. And I'm going to say this, through the autumn months, you are going to be on fire. And so, Patricia, this is, I have every hope of this happening. I do not think it's going to happen in a week, but I definitely see that it's going to happen in the season or thereabouts. In the big picture, you will definitely get that. There is no denying it. The grant writing position, but I'm not going to say like it's immediate. It's a process. Okay. So you let me know, on that. I want to say this, there are more coming from where it's coming from. So you will get the grant writing. I definitely feel that. Okay. So you let me know. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, I want to go back to Laura a minute. She says she's been craving community, not just romantic connections. Her Mercury is in Gemini at zero. I feel that Gemini in you, girl. And the fifth house is Chiron, romantic energy. There's the Aries in Chiron. I felt that like there was something about it. It kind of makes sense because it's pretty close. I don't know the exact degree, but it's getting close to you now. And it is close to you now. But the bottom line is, I think you were slowed down a little bit. And think about the romance. You know, your fifth house, your fun, everything else is going to return to you. Like you're getting this these wounds are healing deeply and you are going into a brand new beginning. So thank you for that validation. And those are the things that we picked up on you this morning. And you are going to be so much happier in a very short time. Okay, Tara, where did you go? Charlene, next week, please remind me. I just want to give it a week. For some reason, I want to wait till after the retrograde, but I'm definitely, you're on my brain. And Tara, I am, and you too, honey, I'm running out of time, so I have to go. But you two are definitely with me next week. Gwen, thank you so much. I'm just seeing you now. I super appreciate you being here today. You too, if you want to join next week, it'll be great to talk to you. And everyone, I am so, so incredibly grateful and appreciative of everything that you all are. And I love that we can connect here on Mondays at 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love coming up next. And Lori the Love Sherpa, you will love her. All this love going around today. Jay Varvel, thank you for being my producer. Everyone, have an incredible week. Enjoy the retrograde end. Actually, the beginning when Mercury moves direct, I cannot wait to see what the week brings all of you with these shifts. And I'm so grateful. Okay. Thank you. See you guys next week. Bye bye now.